Giger. Kibbies.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. Why do you always laugh at that?
Because I love watching you anticipate.
I'm trying to prepare myself because I've got to come with enthusiasm. Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name's Big Timmy. Joining me this week, as always, is my lovely wife, Lady Giggles.
Hello.
And the cat is gone.
Cat's in the bedroom on the bed.
He's sleeping. Now decided that he owns the bed. He's yeah. This is mine.
This is mine. This is where I sleep now. So, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, chilly.
Okay.
Sorry.
How are you this week? Obviously chilly.
Apart from the shiver that went straight down my spine. Okay.
Yeah?
Getting better.
Are you ready for a podcast?
I'm ready for a podcast. Is your phone ready for a podcast?
Yeah, sorry about that at home. I shall turn off the ringer. Yes, I'm terrible, feel awful at the moment.
Yep.
But I persevere.
Yep.
It could be worse.
I could be
like this guy in this story.
Okay.
Man who rushed to hospital when legs turned blue.
Ooh.
Discovers embarrassing cause. Now, what you hear that, what do you think? Initial thoughts, we'll break it down. Man who rushed to hospital, obviously, that's something to be concerned about.
Yep, absolutely.
When legs turned blue, go.
Well, when they turn blue, that means there's no circulation to the legs. So it either means that his major blood vessels have been caught in his pelvis, in his or he's having a what's it called? He's got a blood clot in his legs. Could be many things.
So, embarrassing cause. Does that make any? You think of anything in particular that it could be? His dick's too big.
Oh, his trousers are too tight for him.
Should we find out?
Go on then.
A man who took himself to the emergency room after noticing his legs looked blue, in colour shared the embarrassing cause behind the symptoms on Twitter. So
his trousers dyed his legs.
Way to bury the lead.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Basically,
sorry.
he went to the emergency room and was like, we could have stretched this out for another sorry. 5 minutes.
Sorry, carry on. I'm still looking, I want to know what happened.
Okay, so basically he noticed that his legs were blue, and he thought he might have deep vein.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Deep vein thrombosis.
Yep.
Let me say that again. Deep vein thrombosis.
Yep.
Okay. I wanted to say it again because I wanted to get it all out and not be and make sure that that's what he thought it was basically. So he basically went to the ER. And was just like, they turned blue, and I think I've got this. And they basically just looked at it and went, it's your genes, the dye in your genes run through.
Oh, no. God.
And a mum replied, reminds me of the time I was about to take my six-month-old to the ER because his foot was purple. Turned out somebody forgot to add his daycare sheet that they were doing print painting that day. That has got to be terrifying, though. You're like, my child is like, its feet are purple.
Yeah.
Is it dying? And they're like, no, yeah, it's paint.
It's paint. It's poster paint.
Funny. So I think any time you guys want to go to the ER, just take a moment to think. Am I wearing new jeans?
New jeans, yeah. Especially if you get hot, they do the color transfer. Does trends on the jeans as well? Because some jeans have colour fast dye on it. It's quite funny. That is quite funny, actually.
Can you imagine the relief? Yeah. I mean, obviously, he's there just like...
panicking.
I'm an idiot. Yeah. Like, afterwards, but like... that's got to be good. To just be like, and relax.
Yes.
Yeah, so I thought that was quite a fun story.
Quite a fun story.
And absolutely. I thought that we could destroy that lighthearted moment, like the lighthearted mood now, with some stupidity on the internet.
Okay, cool.
So this week on the Ralph Report, that you can subscribe to on patreon.com, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. They had a segment that apparently is a part of a new like trends on one of these, like, I think it's like TikTok.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's one of these apps with these disgusting people and where they do weird shit.
Yeah.
The guys, the people on TikTok, I think somebody had read that they found some sort of like taste receptor thing in the in testicles, or the chemicals that you have for taste in the balls.
Okay.
So they were then just like, you can taste with your balls. So the new challenge is that you dip your balls in soy sauce. If you're a guy, obviously I don't think there's a female equivalent of this, because I think women are generally more intelligent. So Ralph and Eddie Pence, Ralph Garman and Eddie Pence decided to dip their balls in soy sauce.
No, they didn't, did they?
They did.
Oh my God.
It's fine. They're okay, as far as I'm aware. Their balls.
Did they actually taste the soy sauce in their balls?
Well, Eddie said that he could smell, they could smell it, sort of thing. He could smell it. So, obviously, smell is a part of taste. So, he didn't know whether he was just smelling the things. They didn't think it was from their balls. They were tasting with the balls.
No.
I do want to try it, though. I just want to put my balls in soy sauce.
Sure, if you want to do it.
Cool. They also found a ball testicle jacuzzi as well.
Testicle jacuzzi.
Yeah. And Eddie was very concerned about the fact that you shouldn't heat your balls if you want to have children.
Really?
And Ralph was like, I don't think we want children, though, no. Do we? Like him and Eddie,
yeah,
obviously.
Of course.
So, with that in mind, I was just thinking like about these weird internet
challenge things.
And right. I thought we would go through some of them and I'd see if you would attempt any of these.
Right, okay.
Or whether we would attempt any of them. Okay, so the first one is one that I heard a lot about, and I'm pretty sure I heard this was a false one, but I guess there's loads of videos of people doing it, so it must be true. The Tide Pod Challenge. Do you know what the Tide Pod is?
No, I've never heard of the Tide Pod.
So, basically, when you have those washing up things and it's got, like, the liquid tabs?
For the washing machines.
Yeah, so it's like there's, like, the detergent and the...
Yeah.
What's it called?
Fabric softener,
and then like the tablet or something.
Yeah, and then the line scale together.
So you basically it's one of those tablets where it's everything all together. You put it in your mouth and you eat it.
Well, I know it was I know it was a trend, and I know it was they were told not to do it because it was dangerous.
Well, I think it literally says on the box not for human consumption, and. They released a lot of statements saying this is not for human consumption, and all the sort of like big medical associations said don't do this.
Don't do it.
And people still did it because they get the clicks.
Yep.
They get the clicks.
Oh, no, thank you.
So, would you poison yourself with washing?
That's a definite bloody no. That's a definite bloody no.
Even if it was like lemon fresh. Or
don't care.
You wouldn't care about the flavouring.
I like my body. Even though, yes, I'm having health problems. At the moment, but I like my body too much.
So you wouldn't want to die?
No, I don't want to die.
Okay. Well, so that one is a big cross. If we had I wish we had a soundboard so I could be like meh.
Yep. Meh.
Okay, you can do the sound effects of the ding and the burr.
Ding ding ding.
Okay. The fire challenge. Can you guess what the fire challenge might
setting yourself on fire?
You cover yourself in an area of your body in flammable liquid and set it on fire.
God, no.
I can't believe that people were like, this is a good idea.
Yeah. No, thanks.
From what I can gather, it's generally people setting themselves on fire and then getting hysterical because they've set themselves on fire.
Yeah. No, thanks.
I am just that's super just confused.
Idiotic, yeah.
I don't even know if that's really a challenge.
No.
Because I've seen that. That's for years people have been setting themselves on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. The duct tape challenge.
Oh, cover yourself on duct tape.
So, basically, people are duct taping themselves to, like, the ceiling or the wall or a chair, and then they've got to try and escape.
Right, okay.
That one I think I've done before.
Yes.
I have been duct taped to a chair.
And we have duct taped someone else to a chair. Well, not me personally, but I know.
I did.
I know you have.
And we wheeled him around.
Yes, you did.
University.
Yes, yes, you did.
Oh, what a good time.
Yes, yes, you did.
That was fun.
And he hated you for it.
I don't know. He was smiling the entire time. Like, there are photos where he's smiling.
There is photos of, yes, that's true.
I won't mention his name just in case he hears this and maybe he's just like,
God damn you.
I don't want Pete. I was trying to put it behind me, but no, there's a nice photo of us together.
That's true.
I think it's probably on, like, Facebook or something.
I think it's on Facebook eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I've been duct taped to things before. It's not been pleasant.
No, I haven't been duct taped.
I don't know whether I would be like, I mean, it's more than likely going to happen to me again at some point.
Why? Why'd you say that?
Because this kind of thing generally does when I get together with our techie friends.
True, that's true.
So I'm not ruling out that I won't do it again. No. But I wouldn't do it on video.
No, God, no.
And knowing Jazz Chicken, actually, he's probably going to duct tape me to something for a video.
That's true.
Right, are you ready for the... So you're saying no.
No, I'm saying no. Well, no, thank you.
This one...
It will hurt me far too much, the duct tape, with my skin as it is, so no.
Okay, that's fair enough. This one, I think, is going to be a definite no.
Go on, then.
Condom over someone's head challenge.
Oh, no.
So you basically...
Yeah, put a condom over your head.
Put a condom over your head. And, in a latex bubble filled with water. I don't know what that means, but I think it's like you inflate the condom with water and then you stick somebody's head in it and it pops, maybe. I don't see the point in wasting condoms on that kind of thing. I remember when I was a youngster, I was preparing for an encounter with a lady, and I bought some condoms, and my brother stole them, and then I think it was because he thought he was going to get laid, but he didn't. What he did was they apparently boiled it in milk and put it on over a vacuum cleaner.
What?
Yeah.
That's just weird.
I mean, I'm like, that's very bizarre.
That's very bizarre.
And it was never replaced, which was very annoying.
No.
Right, the next one. The pass out challenge.
Right, okay.
You basically choke someone till they pass out.
No way, that's ridiculous.
Wait, you're not going to do the condom challenge?
No.
Okay. Pass out challenge, how do you feel about that?
No, not going to do that one either.
I don't... Why would you do that? You're just like, I'm going to choke them till they pass out. Like, is that really something that you can be like, oh, I totally passed out?
Surely that's like nearly closing it to murder, surely.
I mean, no, because if you're going to murder someone, you would do it way past the fact that they've passed out.
Yes, but, you know...
I wouldn't...
What happens if you don't know the difference?
Well, if somebody loses consciousness, I think that's what they're trying to do. I'm not defending this. I'm sort of just saying, like, I don't think these people are, like, intentionally trying to murder each other.
No, I know, but...
I think they're just... There is a point where you can see someone's passing out and you might stop, or... I don't know.
Well, you'd hope they'd stop.
Yeah. It just seems a bit weird, because, again, like, people were, like... And people were, like, watching the videos and been like, oh, well done, man. Or maybe probably not well done, man. The adverts on this page has got a Pokemon Christmas jumper. I really want that. So, next one. Car surfing challenge. Basically, you
surf on a car. Surf on a moving car.
Yeah.
Depends on how fast the car is moving.
A lot of people ended up in hospital from this.
Okay, no then.
Because they were just falling off.
Yeah, of course.
And...
Breaking things, breaking limbs, yep.
Again, maybe as a younger man, I might have attempted something like this. Probably not, though, because I am quite against hurting myself.
Yeah, me too.
It's just it's this bizarre thing that happens in my head where I'm like, I don't want to die.
I don't want to die, no.
I don't want to feel pain.
Yeah, I may be in pain now, but I don't want to feel even more pain. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not in pain by choice, though. You're not like,
no, exactly.
You're like, do this to me. Yeah, apparently somebody died as well.
Oh, no.
She attempted the challenge and was flung from the moving vehicle on a dark night. So I guess they were travelling at speed and the guy might have slammed the brakes on and she flew off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, thanks.
Now, this is the most bizarre one, and I have seen the video for this one.
Okay.
So, it's called the Corn Drill Challenge.
Right.
So, they basically jam some corn...
Yeah.
...onto, like a drill.
Oh, yeah, a pneumatic drill.
And then try and eat it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not like a pneumatic drill, like a... just a power tool.
Yeah,
like
a power drill,
drill,
yeah.
Sort of thing.
Oh, yeah,
pneumatic drill. That might be a... Can you imagine? Just put it in my mouth. And he's dead. You put the corn on the cob on the drill, and then I guess you try and eat it.
Yeah.
The whole point is to see how fast you can eat the corn off the cob at an accelerated speed, which is not going to be good for your teeth.
No,
I'm going to put that out there now. If you don't try this at home, or any of these at home...
I must say, try any of these at home, actually.
So, people have lost their teeth from it, surprisingly. And one person recorded herself, and this is the one that I saw, and she basically got like her hair caught in it, and it just ripped it out. So, it ripped out of the front of the head.
Ooh.
So, it's like she's got like a Friar Tuck patch.
Yeah.
And it like... sort of like, yeah, it's torn the hair out.
Ooh.
Which is very, like, you're like, oh my god.
That's painful.
You poor lady. I'm not sure about this one. Salt and ice?
Salt and ice, right, okay.
Okay, this is a bit of a weird one. Okay, so basically people were putting salt on their skin.
Yeah.
And then putting ice
on
it. And the idea was, because obviously you salt the road.
Yep.
And then you put ice on it. Then to stop the ice from getting. So I guess it was meant to see how that worked on human skin.
Right.
Doesn't go too well. And it looks like a lot of them got frostburn from it.
Yeah.
So,
because I've seen somewhere where if you actually put ice and then salt and then ice on top, the salt doesn't help melt the ice. It helps keep it solid.
Right. So that might be.
I
guess the thing is as well, it's like a thin layer on the roads.
Yeah.
If you've got an ice cube.
Yeah, it's a thick layer. Yeah,
that's quite a thick layer.
Once
you know
it's
what I mean?
On, it's on. It's not going to go away.
Yeah, so it's like basically people were getting. It doesn't look pleasant.
No.
From the pictures. Right.
I think a lot of these are a big fat nose, you know.
Yeah. The collarbone challenge.
Ooh.
Wait a second.
I'm just holding my collarbone now.
This is actually... okay, this one's a bit weird.
Another weird
one. It's basically... It's testing to see how skinny you are.
Right.
By stacking a row of coins in your collarbone.
Yeah.
And seeing how far your stack goes back without toppling over.
Okay.
And apparently people were basically feeling bad about their bodies.
Because
they weren't skinny enough to have a load of coins on there.
Uh-huh.
Which is ridiculous in of itself. And if you're there just like, I got like 20 pounds worth of coins on me, I would probably be like, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, that's not a good thing either.
It's not very...
not healthy being that skinny.
No. But if you are that skinny and you're happy, then, you know, who can say anything? But
that's it.
Yeah. Okay. The hot pepper challenge. So that's a no, then.
That's a no. Well, so I don't mind doing that one. That one's fine. Doesn't bother me. That one's an easy one to do, but...
You could do that challenge.
I could do that challenge.
The police service does not feel the same way.
No.
They're coming to arrest us for it. hot pepper challenge, you're going to say no to this.
Of course I am. You know I am. You'll say yes to this one, though.
Not really. Not necessarily. I like the taste. I don't like... I don't like... I don't mind heat, but it's like... It's one of those things that really annoys me. It's like, I like hot food. So people are always like, well, you must like having your face melting off.
Yeah, true.
And then they buy you...
The hottest pepper in the world.
The hottest pepper in the world crisps that you can't even... it's not about enjoying it. It's about burning yourself. And then it's just like, well, I thought you liked hot food. And it's like, I like flavour. Yeah. I don't like pain.
Pain, no. There's a difference, isn't there?
There is a big, big, big difference. Okay. So, this one spawned after the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, right, yeah.
Where people were dumping ice bucket... Buckets of ice water all over their heads. Yeah. Oh no. This one was before, apparently.
Oh, really?
Okay. So, basically, all you do is eat hot peppers on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And people are there just like, ah! And people would watch it and be like, ha ha ha, you burnt yourself. There are some crisps. I mean, I technically sort of did this anyway. Yeah, don't look at the pictures. Don't spoil it. I technically sort of did this with the blow your cock off gherkins in the video.
Yeah, you did.
To make up for missing that week.
Yeah, you did.
So I can't really. I've sort of done this.
You have done this. So.
But you
wouldn't. in a different format.
Yeah. The Kylie Jenner challenge.
Oh dear God.
It basically looks like you just sort of. Have to
vamp up your lips.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
Makes you look like a fish.
Yeah, it looks like they've just blown up their lips, and I'm trying to work out how they've done it. I basically guess you put it into.
You can get these lip plumper things.
Okay, it's inserting your lips into a glass jar and sucking the air out. Due to the bruising, blistering, and even it can cause blistering, bruising, and infection. So you're basically like sort of sucking the air out, and it's like dragging your lips into the cup. So you end up looking like a complete tool.
Yeah, you look like a giant fish.
Yeah, like a Kardashian, really, which is a complete tool sort of thing. So yeah, I would argue that. I would definitely not do that one.
No, definitely not do that one.
I think I might have done it in the past.
I've done it in the past.
When you were a kid and you sort of like...
Yeah, but not to the extent like that.
No, this is... I mean, don't Google it, guys, because it's...
Yeah, it's not particularly nice.
Fucking horrible. Number four. The A4 Waist, a.k.a. How Skinny Are You Challenge.
A4 Waist?
So,
what?
You've got an A4 piece of paper.
Oh, God, no.
Basically, the... premise behind this one is that you hold up a piece of paper to your torso and see if your waist is smaller than it.
Oh God, that's awful.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not good, is it?
No.
And again, if you're there going like, I'm going to do this, it's not her health. No, it's not a healthy sort of body type. I wouldn't recommend
it. No, absolutely not.
Big Timmy's House does not endorse this challenge. Most of these challenges, I would be like,
no,
not, I'm not fucking doing,
not doing
this.
That. No.
So this one is a bit. We're both not doing that.
No.
I'll do the A5 challenge.
What, the A5 smaller?
Oh no, what's bigger then? A2.
A3 is bigger.
I'm doing the A2 challenge.
Yeah.
Because that's bigger than A3, and I'll just.
A1 is like poster size.
I'm doing the A1 challenge,
and
I'm going to hide behind a poster.
Yeah,
for Jane, Silent Bob reboot.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That's the one I want. So, the next one is the eyeballing challenge.
Right.
So it's basically just drinking through your eye.
Oh no!
So you get generally vodka and just drink it through your eye.
No! My eyes hurt just thinking about it.
I have done this in the past, and I've even done cider.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, I could feel the bubbles on my eye. I never thought I'd actually tell that story, because it's a bit lame. I wouldn't recommend doing it.
No.
It's supposed to be that the alcohol gets into the like the veins in your eye.
Yeah.
And you get drunker quicker. I don't think it worked. I just got my eye stung for a bit.
Yeah, I was about to say, you must be in a bit more pain than normal.
Yeah.
No,
that's pretty
thank
much
you.
It. So this one's a bit of a weird one.
Yeah.
I think it's just some sort of makeup challenge.
Right.
You put 100 layers of makeup on your face to see how hideous and unappealing you look.
Okay.
And it's, yeah, I mean, I'd probably put a load of makeup on.
Oh my God.
It just looks weird.
It does look weird.
You just look a bit odd.
Yeah.
That's not a bad challenge to do.
No, that's not a bad challenge to do.
So, yeah, I'd put a load of makeup on.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And the last one is the cinnamon challenge.
Oh, yeah.
So you basically just take a massive spoonful of cinnamon and you're like, don't like it.
Yeah, and you cough up God knows what.
Yeah. I saw this one quite a bit.
Got,
a lot of people sent me these and I was a bit like,
no thanks.
It's one of the reasons I wanted to get away from Facebook because I was like, please stop sending me this shit.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, not really interested in it.
No.
I quite like cinnamon as well. But I guess a massive spoonful of powdered cinnamon as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, not going to do that.
No, thanks.
Definitely not going to do that. So I thought what we could do now is maybe come up with a challenge of our own.
Okay.
We don't have to make it so it hurts us.
No. Because the ice bucket challenge isn't on there, is it, really?
Well, I mentioned it. This isn't like... Good ones.
It's, oh, okay.
It's this is just like the fucking weirdest ones.
Oh, okay.
And ones that you would sort of question humanity.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
For
that.
Doing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. Setting yourself on fire. No, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a challenge.
No.
People have been doing that for years.
Exactly.
Back in my day, we used to set each other on fire every 5 seconds. Yeah, I'm still weirded out by the condom challenge. Oh, okay, so I've seen a video of the condom challenge.
Yeah.
And what you do is you fill it with water.
Yeah.
And then you drop it on the head, and as it comes down, it sort of captures your head.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's a bit weird. I'm not at all impressed with it.
No.
It's just... Yeah. I think this is the thing, though. I'm at the age now where I'm just sort of... I see these new things and these new challenges and, oh, look, we can... Like, everyone's doing this at the moment. And you're just like...
Nah, you're right.
It just seems so desperate.
Yeah. For attention, innit, really?
Yeah. By the way, check out our social medias on...
No. We have not done any of these.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, would we count as that, as podcasters? Would we be like, we're looking for attention?
Oh,
I'll do this for fun.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, trying to... I'm really not trying. I mean, like, are we, like, older versions of these kids being like, look at us? I don't feel that way.
No.
I'm just, like, making podcasts.
Yeah. Well, and then making a dick of yourself, really.
I sort of make a dick of myself, actually. I'm sure people listen to that.
I don't think so.
Well, you know, that's the difference of opinion.
Mm.
We can have that.
We can have that.
So, I wanted to do a quick announcement. I am currently waiting to accept, and I'm hopefully going to make sure that I do... some social media posts about this, and I'll try and do a couple to remind you guys. If you find any weird stories, erotic fan fictions.
Oh, yes.
I'd like you to send them to me, and I'll give you the email address is big_timmies_house@hotmail.com. Send them to that, or you can... post them on the social media sites. At Twitter, it's Big Timmy's, and Facebook, you just search Big Timmy's House. what I'm going to do is I'm going to compile some by February the 7th.
Yep.
And we're going to do a very sexy Valentine's Day special.
Of course,
where
Valentine's
I'll
Day
read
is
them
on Friday.
Out. Yes. But I'm gonna what I'm going to do is we're going to read them out, but I need them
before that.
Before, so that we can compile them and read them, and then, you know,
we'll be ready to go for Valentine's Day.
Yes, basically. So, if you guys do find them, or if you want to write some, you can. I'll read them out. It'd be a bit weird. It might be a bit weird. Hopefully, it'll be weird. Hopefully, it'll be sexy as well.
Sexy.
And
sexy weird.
I'm hoping to get Mr. Jazz Chicken himself to come in and read some stuff. Otherwise, we'll just be probably reading Sonic erotic fan fiction to celebrate the fact that Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, is out.
Yeah.
And I hear there's a lot of it. And a lot of really bizarre ones as well. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm personally looking forward to it. Whether anyone else sends anything in.
Or not.
Or whether it's just me reading Sonic fanfiction out. I'm good. And if there's anything else you guys want, if you're like, I want to hear Captain America erotic fanfiction, I'll read that out as well.
Absolutely.
And don't worry about if you're like, this might be a bit too steamy, because if it gets really, like, graphic, I'll try and
exploited or deleted it thing.
Yeah, we'll put bleeps in. He put his bleep 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 into the bleep
bleep bleep in the bleep bleep in a bleep bleep.
And then he licked his bleep, and then and then Bucky said, "Here's my fist."
We'd have to do two. You see, one non-explicit, and then one explicit podcast.
Well, no, it's just if it gets really really graphic, like if they start cannibalizing each other.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Or if it gets like, you know, Henry VIII chopped his wife's head off and then had sex with it. I probably wouldn't do that one.
No.
That'd be a bit too far. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying like we'll do two versions, because I'm not editing it. I'm not editing it twice to put beeps in. And also, we do swear quite a bit.
That's true, we do.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
If you're going to count them, it's probably like four swear words a time. Shit, piss, wank.
That's three.
I already swore before.
Okay.
Ha-ha! Maybe there's more. Tell us if I swore too much. This is sort of flailing off.
Flailing off.
Right. Thank you for joining us again this week.
We didn't pick out our challenge, did we? We were going to make.
Oh, we can. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I think the challenge that we want you all to do at home, and you can post pictures to our social media pages of you doing this. It's going to be called the Milo. You have to try and sit on top of doors. No, you have to sit on something like a cat and look moody.
Okay.
I mean, I'm coming up with an idea. You throw something in the mix.
I'm thinking.
The Milo. I like the idea of the Milo challenge. Yeah. You have to poop in a box and then get somebody else to clean it up.
No. You have to sit in the try and sit in the smallest thing you can.
You have to. Yes, you have to sit in the. Okay, so the Milo challenge is that you have to sit in an object, the smallest object you can find.
Yeah.
And what I want you to do is, if you post it to the Big Timmy's house or your own social media or whatever, just put taggers in it and then put hashtag
I fits, I sits.
No, you've got to put hashtag the Milo challenge.
Okay.
Hashtag I fits, I sits.
Okay, right. Yeah.
So you have two hashtags.
Two hashtags.
And I'll post, I'll sit somewhere. I'm going to have to find somewhere
small
to sit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not going to break.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, it's. This will be fun.
This will be fun, actually. I look forward to this.
I'm going to really challenge Milo.
Milo, what's up?
We're going to have to wrap it up, because Milo
seems desperately...
I think what he's doing is he's trying to get us to go to bed, because he's like, he's been sleeping in bed with us recently, and I think he's desperate for us to do that.
Yeah, I think he is.
So, I'd like to thank you all for listening. I've been Big T. Don't forget to check out Jazz Chicken 87 on Twitch. Nearly forgot that. Ooh. I'd have been in trouble then. And we will see you next week. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Nana Giggles.
Get out of my house.
Woo!
And remember, hashtag...
Milo Challenge.
you threw me off now. All right, okay. Hashtag I fits, I sits. Hashtag
the Milo Challenge. Okay.
Right. Goodbye.
Bye.